Last night, locally in high school wrestling, a four-team meetup in Carroll last night saw Kemper Catholic beat Carroll 45-36, Kemper Catholic over Audubon 52-21, Kemper Catholic downing Coon Rapids Bayard 49-30. It was Carroll over Audubon 54-30, Carroll beating Coon Rapids Bayard 48-34, and Coon Rapids Bayard over Audubon 54-30. Also last night in a duel, Glenwood beat Plattsmouth, Nebraska 42-37. In high school basketball last night, boys play. The Kemper Catholic Knights made more plays in the second half than Atlantic, and then they came away with a win Tuesday night in boys high school basketball. Very well-played game from the onset as the two top 10-ranked teams traded baskets throughout in that 73-66 Kemper Catholic victory. The Knights led by one at the intermission at 40-39 after the half ended with a missed shot by Chase Mullinix, put back in by Scott Leonard. Officials, though, ruled it came after the horn. Atlantic shooting went a bit cold at the start of the second half, which allowed Kemper to extend their lead, but the Trojans would rally and tie it up late in the quarter before the Knights got a couple of buckets from Matt Dentlinger to lead 55-49 after three. The Trojans tried to play catch-up the rest of the way, but couldn't make up enough ground. Atlantic head coach Alan Jenkins thought depth was a difference as the Trojans expended a lot of energy playing catch-up last night.
Yeah, they were as good as advertised, what we thought. I thought we just kept hanging around the whole game. You know, I think we had a chance there at 48-48, and we missed a three that's in and out with Frank. We needed to get the lead. We could never get the lead on them. We kept playing catch-up throughout the night. And their depth is end up what wins the game.
Garrett Franken was fouled on a three and knocked down all three free throws to cut the lead to four with a couple of minutes left, but they couldn't get any closer. Franken missed a three in traffic on the next possession, and Kemper headed to the free throw line to ice it down the stretch. And Coach Jenkins says he thought his team played well. They just ran into a pretty tough opponent.
They beat us. They beat us. I didn't feel like we beat ourselves. And that is hopefully a sign of our maturity going forward. We knew the task coming in. Dentlinger was good. Dentlinger hit a bunch of tough mid-range jump shots late. They hit tough shots late when they have to. And that's what good teams do, you know, and we expect us to hit those same types of tough shots when we're trying to close out a game or a team also.
The Knights were led by Matt Dentlinger with 23 points that included some big shots and free throws late. Parker Bating finished with 16 points as the Knights improved to 5-1 heading into the Christmas break. Coach Jenkins says the loss will help his team grow as a team.
You either win or you learn. You know, you can't let a loss deter the big picture, and there's some things that we will definitely take away from the game.
Atlantic was led by Garrett Franken with 31 points as the Trojans suffer their first loss of the season. They're now 6-1. They'll travel to face St. Albert Thursday before the Christmas holiday break. Elsewhere in the Hawkeye 10 last night, it was Shenandoah over Clarinda 65-46, Glenwood beating Red Oak 76-39, Abe Lincoln over Harlan 60-49. In the Western Iowa Conference, Blaine Lees had 21 points and Rhett Welsh 17, helping AHSTW post a 63-55 win over IKM Manning. Audubon beat Missouri Valley 61-58. Tri-Center topping Griswold 66-27. Logan Magnolia in overtime over Trainer 49-46. Underwood beat Riverside 77-49. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Thomas Hensley poured in 34 points to help Cam beat Bowyer Valley 71-70. Exira EHK over West Harrison 66-33. Charter Oak Ute beat Woodbine 59-27. Coon Rapids Bayard over Peyton Sherdan 59-56. Also last night in the Corner Conference, East Mills over Essex 77-41. Stanton beating Sydney 60-41. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Lennox over Bedford in overtime 64-62. Nottoway Valley topping East Union 56-53. Mount Air beat Southwest Valley 57-47. That's boys action. Girls hoops last night. Kemper Catholic had four players in double figures as they post a 59-39 win over Atlantic in Hawkeye 10 conference play. Also in the Hawkeye 10, Shenandoah topping Clarinda 75-41, Red Oak edging Glenwood 59-53, Abraham Lincoln topping Harlan 58-57, St. Albert beat I-35 58-55. In Western Iowa Conference play last night, Audubon got a 21.18 rebound performance from Sydney Obermeyer in a 59-44 win over Missouri Valley. It was IKM Manning over AHSTW 63-26, Tri-Center. A winner over Griswold 62-30. Underwood had five players in double figures and a 74-26 win over Riverside. Trainer beat Logan Magnolia 68-52. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, Mara Burmeister had 17 points and Sophia Peppers 16, leading Exira EHK over West Harrison 71-15. Bowyer Valley had four players hit double figures and a 70-55 win over Cam. Charter Oak Ute beat Woodbine 53-40. Coon Rapids Bayard over Peyton Sherdan 47-23. Also in the Corner Conference, Essex over East Mills, 50-28. It was Sydney over Stanton, 64-33. Pride of Iowa play last night saw Bedford beat Lenox 38-33. Nottoway Valley over East Union 49-12. And Mount Air 65-39 winners over Southwest Valley in girls hoops. Iowa's now won four straight as the Hawkeyes raced out to a 19-point first half lead and then held off a second half rally by North Dakota to post an 84-73 win last night. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey.
Yeah, this team won 17 games last year. They have the preseason player of the year in the league, and they have their top seven scorers back. So we knew what kind of game it was going to be. You know, a lot of good things. Tough, physical, hard-fought victory. Very proud of the guys.
Freshman Jordan Bohannon and senior Peter Jock each had 18 points to lead the Hawkeyes. Brady Ellingson came off the bench with 10 points.
Brady was spectacular today. I mean, you talk about a guy who plays at his pace. Defensively, he was terrific. He only takes open shots. He makes open shots. He makes his free throws. I just couldn't be more proud of him.
Iowa's now 7-5. They'll close out the non-conference action Thursday night, hosting Delaware State. Matt Thomas scored a career-high 23 points as Iowa State pulled away down the stretch for an 88-60 win over Mississippi Valley State last night. The Cyclones take an 8-3 record now into the Christmas break.
We came out an 11-0 run to start the game, and we're great, and then kind of let them back into it. It was ups and downs throughout the night. And like I said, it's kind of expected in a game like this where everyone's kind of antsy to get back. But I'm glad, you know, we put together some good minutes late to kind of push the lead.
Cyclones led 44-35 at halftime before pulling away in the second half. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm says the Cyclones did a better job of taking care of the ball in the second half and playing defense.
The game got a little sloppy for us tonight. But I am proud of the way they did finish the game. Holding them under 60 points was big. That was one of our goals. And so, now it's time to, got to rely on our experience. We got to be ready to get things done on the 30th.
ISU opens Big 12 play at home against Texas Tech a week from Friday. Elsewhere in the top 25, Marcus Foster scored 29 points. Justin Patton added 18. And number 9 Creighton hit 14 three-pointers as they stay undefeated with a 96-85 victory over Arizona State last night. The nation's top three-point shooting team, Creighton, overcame a slow start with that barrage of threes. They were 14 of 25 from the arc, six different players. Hit at least one last night for the 12-0 Blue Jays. Also last night, 11th-ranked West Virginia was a winner, 84-57 over Radford. Number 17 Xavier dominated in an 85-56 rout of Eastern Washington. 18th-ranked Arizona beat New Mexico 77-46. 19th-rated St. Mary's over Texas A&M Corpus Christi 67-46. And number 20 Oregon picked up its ninth straight win over Fresno State 75-63. The lone bowl game of the night was won by Western Kentucky. Senior Anthony Wales gained 329 yards from scrimmage as the Hilltoppers outscored Memphis 51-31 in the Boca Raton Bowl. Wales ran for a career-high 245 yards on 35 carries, added 84 yards on 4 catches, and scored 3 times in that win. Prosecutors say they are reviewing a report prepared by University of Minnesota investigators on allegations of sexual assault by several members of the Gophers football team. The prosecutor's office said in October it had insufficient evidence to charge anyone after a police investigation of that September incident. The university conducted its own investigation, which led to last week's suspensions of 10 players and a brief boycott of football activities by the team. A Minneapolis police spokeswoman told the St. Paul Pioneer Press that the case is closed and there are no plans to reopen it. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.